Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Ron Ananian.
Cars have become a lifestyle, Norman, and I don't know where this occurred, but as you and everyone else is finding out, it's you lease the car and they cover the cost of repairs.
I'll take it right.
The Car Doctor.
You know, I know it's going to be a $200 tire or a $250 tire, but what's her life worth? What's the car worth? What's not getting stuck on the side of the road or in an accident worth?
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
You know, the hour's going to go by quick, so let's get rolling fast. Let's go over and talk to Brian in Philadelphia and see what's going on as we open the phone lines right away. Brian, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help? Brian? Brian, you there?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Brian. Yes, sir. What's going on?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You there? Brian? Brian going once.
How are you, Ron?
Brian, can you hear me? Brian?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Brian, can you hear me?
Hello?
Tom, are you doing this on purpose? This has got to be Tom. Tom, what are you doing there? Well, Tom's working on that. You know, let me explain, folks. See, I have an engineer with a great sense of humor, except I don't think this is Tom. I think this is something else going on here. So I think Tom is working feverishly to get Brian back on the air. I think he's going to try and call him back. In the meantime, let me do this piece of email from Mark out in Fairdale, North Dakota. Ron, I listen to your show and love it. I've gotten very good advice from you before. I live on a farm in northeast North Dakota. My kids are grown and on their own. My wife and I are looking to upgrade her vehicle. We have a 2010 GMC Yukon right now with 300,000 miles on it. It still drives everywhere, and we've kept up with maintenance, but it's time for an update. I've been looking at used vehicles. This will primarily be my wife's vehicle, and it's hard to find a decent Yukon Tahoe at a reasonable price. Boy, it's hard to find anything at a reasonable price right now, Mark, but I get it. We want something not too big, as we have one-ton pickups for the farm and want to stick with Ford or GM as services here is best here for them. That makes sense. I've also been looking at 2019 and newer Ford Rangers, 2017 and newer Colorado, and GMC Canyon. I've not considered Expedition due to only having a 3.5 in it for a bigger vehicle. I agree with that 100%. I think they put these little engines in these bigger vehicles, and then they twin turbocharge them, And I think that's added stress. You know, there's no substitute for cubic inches. Big engine, big vehicle, or big engine, little vehicle. And I think that's the formula for success, and it just runs and it wins. I'm skeptical of supercharged engines. Mark, you're singing you're in the right church, right pew. Are they a concern, or should I be not concerned with that? Absolutely. I think longevity, I don't think it's there. I think you'll get 100,000 out of most of these things. And then after that, you know, and then the problem becomes, you know, we've had more than a few 150,000, 130,000-mile Ford Explorers and things like that that have come apart and require exhaust manifolds at higher mileage. And, you know, you're pulling engines, you're pulling turbochargers apart, and everything is hardened together now because it's gone through so many heat cycles that getting it apart is ridiculous. So I think simple, non-turbocharged, non-supercharged, you know, basic big V8 engines. We're not worried about fuel economy at this point in the game so much, and just good, steady, reliable power. Our Yukon has been good, and I see a few for less than 30,000 with heated seats and trailer packages, and we like whatever we get. It won't pull a heavy load, but a lawnmower, trailer, small camper, boat. We have a big pickup and semis for our bigger towing needs. Thanks for your knowledge. Mark, I think you're on the right track. Go Bison, he concludes with. I think reliability and longevity and simple. You know, my dad always said, you want a simple white refrigerator. The light goes on, the light goes out. It keeps food cold. You don't need the rest of the nonsense. And, you know, I think dad's right, although I do like heated seats in a vehicle. And I like where you're going. My 2022 Chevy Silverado is a 6.6 V8, 6.6 or 6.2. I think it's a 6.6 now. And, you know, it's got everything in it but heated seats, which, okay, so I wear an extra long pair of pants that day when it's cold. But it's got, you know, tilt, cruise, power windows, power steering, obviously, you know, decent radio. What else do you need? The rest of the stuff, which really escalates the price of a vehicle in this mechanic's opinion, raise the purchase price to the point of impracticality and makes it, I won't say unaffordable, but makes it a little inaccessible, and then sooner or later it breaks. I like the vehicles you're looking at. I'm not a real fan of the Ranger, Mark, though, to be honest. I think Ford has to wake up and do something different. I'm waiting for the day they put a V6 in that Ranger with no turbo, and I would snap one up right away, and I bet you everybody else would, because to me, in my head, that makes a perfect winning combination. A little bit of a bigger engine, more cubic inches, less weight than the bigger vehicle it's normally used to hauling around. I think a V6 Ford Ranger, normally aspirated, would be a big win for Ford. Let's see if they're smart enough to do it. But that little four-cylinder, the four-cylinder Ranger is okay. It's a bit of a pain in the neck to service. You have to pull the left front tire off every time you change the oil filter. Is the easiest way to get to it. And they should be whoever thought of that should be shot and hung out to dry. You know, that guy's right up there with the I really want to meet the engineer from Ford that designed the 1-liter EcoSport engine where they run the timing belt through the crankcase and it gets covered in oil. Because they found out and they're finding out that rubber and timing belts and oil doesn't go well together for engine longevity. So, you know, you're on the right path, kiddo. All right. I like the Colorado. I like the newer Colorados. The right up through model year 22, I think, was a V6 no turbocharger. I think they were decent vehicles. And I think if I had a choice between a Colorado and a Ranger right now, I'd probably go with that Colorado because of the engine choice. And no, I don't think you're missing looking at any other vehicles. I think you're fine in the choices in the market that you're in. And I think you'll find something you like. Let me know what happens. I'm always curious, so I'm always looking to hear. So, but if that doesn't do it for you, Mark, give me a call, 855-560-9900, or drop me a line. And we can talk about this again. And thanks for all you do, being a farmer out there and feeding all of us. Let's get back to the phones and see if Brian is back. Brian, we're going to try this one more time. Brian, you there?
Ron, how you
yes.
doing?
Yes, sir. Okay, good. I think that thanks, was Tom. Thanks, I really thanks. Do, but we'll. I'll get even with him after the show. So, what can I do for you today, kiddo?
Hey, I got a question. I've always been a sedan guy. I've driven Fords for a lot of years, basically Tauruses and Fusions. You know, as you know, a couple of years ago, Ford pretty much discontinued cars with the exception of the Mustang.
Yep.
And, you know, especially in the American market, getting a mid-size sedan is almost impossible now. So I may have to just go the SUV route. I had questions about the only one I saw that seemed like it was a half decent price, if you consider that, is the Escape.
Yep.
I just wanted your get your thoughts on that because, you know, it seems like if I want an American vehicle, a Ford, it'll have to be an SUV if I'm not getting a Mustang.
So,
or, you know,
yeah, and I'm not a Mustang fan either. I don't like sitting in them. I can't see out the back window. I was never and I like Ford. I think you're on the right path. I think the Escape's a good vehicle. Truth be told, my wife just got done with her turn behind the wheel of an Explorer for the past 6 years, and we've moved on to something else just for the sake of change. It was just time. Great vehicle. I can't say anything bad about it. Unfortunately, the Explorers just got recalled this week for body parts falling off, which I guess was fortuitous timing on my part, although I didn't really know what was coming. And then you talk about the Escape. I think the Escape's a decent vehicle. We've had more than a few in the family. We still have one in the family fleet right now. We see more than a few of them at the shop. I think they're a pretty rock-solid vehicle. I wouldn't go older than 2019. The 17s and 18s had issues with cylinder heads and engine blocks during assembly, but most of those problems, to my knowledge, we don't see those issues anymore, but they were having problems with coolant and head gasket failures, and Ford was buying them back, and Ford did do the right thing. They bought back a lot of them and, gave customers full credit for the time driven and put them in newer vehicles. I hear a lot of good stories about that time period. I think the current generation Escape is a great vehicle. We see very, very few problems with them. My engineer, Tom, as a matter of fact, he's driving an older Escape, a 2015 that defies logic because he's got, 400,000 miles on it now or somewhere there. He's probably in the 380 to 400,000 range. And
that's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, now Tom does a lot of highway driving, and, he'll be on the road tomorrow to put 500 miles to go to East Jabib and back in 2 days. But real matter of fact, I'll say it like this. Tom called me this week. He was somewhere in, Baltimore or someplace, and the rear hatch wouldn't open. And he wanted to know what I thought. I said, for all the Escapes we see, I've never had a back door panel apart. They just don't break. I said, I think there's something else going on here. Sure enough, he got home, and after the ride home, something jiggled loose, and the door finally came open, and he had a glove stuck in the door latch or the little striker. And, they're decent vehicles. They really are. I would go for the 2-liter. I would go for the bigger engine. Again, bigger engine, small car, less strain, more durability. And the 2-liter is a whole lot easier to work on. In terms of just basic stuff, the oil change on the 1.5 is a little bit of a pain in the neck because of the way they got the filter housing where they've got it located next to the oil cooler tubes and the AC lines. But that 2-liter, we see 150,000, 200,000 miles out of those things all day long. The downfall, you don't want the transmission to break. That's $5,000. And we've seen it.
Right.
All right. The steering rack, like anything else, electric steering nowadays, it's a couple of grand. Okay, no big deal. $2,000, $3,000 is not a big repair on a car anymore. And, when you do your services, you're 30, you're 60, you're 90, change the rear differential fluid. Nobody does. Nobody understands that there's less than a quart of gear oil in the back of those things. And a lot of differentials get done, when they get higher mileage, 90 to 100 grand on them. And they come apart.
If I could ask you this, is it just the demand that people don't want sedans and they want SUVs? Because it's like,
I don't know.
In the foreign market.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sedans, SUVs.
You know, Brian, I think one of the nicest riding cars ever, I love it every time one comes in the shop, is an old school Lincoln Town Car. My God, that thing just floats going down the road. And just a nice riding vehicle.
I had a Grand Marquis. It was the same thing almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like a big sedan, but, car companies aren't that bright, okay? They took away the station wagon because people didn't want these, big 8-passenger vehicles. And within 5 years, guess what they brought back? Big Suburbans. Mm-hmm. Big Suburbans, which are 8-passenger vehicles, but they cost more and they sit higher.
Yep.
So you figure it out. All right, kiddo. I got to go. I'm up against the clock.
Okay.
All right, sir. Be well.
Thank you, sir.
And if you need anything else, where to find me. You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
He drives that way, but when it comes to fixing cars, Ron has car advice done right. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
So, I've got a moral dilemma for you, or a moral dilemma question. And I'd like to hear back from my repair shops out there to see what they think. What would they do in this situation? Because I'm sure they faced it too. 2017 Subaru came into the shop this week with a P0455, large EVAP leak. EVAP systems, you know, we've talked about this here. You know, the evaporative emission system is basically controlling the fumes from the gasoline in the tank to make sure it doesn't vent to the atmosphere. And through a series of solenoids and controls, they regulate where it goes and when it goes and so forth. But the computer needs to know that the system has integrity. The computer needs to know that the system is sealed. So At select times, under right conditions, it will run its monitor, its self-test, to make sure that the system has integrity, that the balloon is solid, right, that there's no leaks. So this one set a P0455 large leak, which they measure the leak. You know, it's volume of leak over time. If it leaks X over time, then it's a 455. If it leaks Y over time, it might be a 442, a small leak. And it's all rated in inches of vacuum, which we're not going to get involved in that because that's not pertinent to the conversation. So at a 2017 Subaru P0455. Now, the rule of thumb is, you know, you want to look the vehicle over, do a visual. I did a visual and I found the gas cap loose. But it had been 2 weeks since the customer called to make the appointment so that they could get in. And, you know, in 2 weeks' time, really, they filled up, you know, I asked, they had filled up twice since they called. And each time the gas cap was left loose. Is it a coincidence or isn't it? Or is it just sloppy gas station attendant? Here's the moral dilemma. Do you stop? Do you keep going? You know, do you run more tests? Do you want to be able to hand the key back to the customer and say, your car is fixed. I ran all the tests. I ran a service bay test. I smoked it. I did whatever I had to do. You know, it was just a gas cap. And I don't say just because finding that gas cap sometimes is a difficult problem. In this case, I found it fairly quickly. I tested it. It's quick enough. All right. You know, we got out our Smoke Pro, courtesy of the folks over there at Redline Detection. And, you know, we were able to smoke the system really quick and determine that, yeah, the vent, we were able to block the vent. The system had integrity. that the gas cap screwed on, stopped the thing from leaking. I didn't like the way the gas cap sealed, though. You know, you could see that, you could feel the ratchet wasn't, you know, it didn't have that sharp click to it. So I put a gas cap on it. And, you know, even with a gas cap, smoked it again. And, you know, we spent our normal diagnostic time that we allotted. We spent the time we quoted the customer. And I was able to hand the keys back to Dave and go, Dave, here's the deal. Here's what I found. And I said, I could have stopped. And he said, no, I'd rather know that you checked it out. He said, I understand some people wouldn't want to. They wouldn't want to spend the money. But he said, I'd understand you'd have to charge me something anyway because your time is worth something. And he's right. And I get it. And I really appreciate a customer like that, as most of my customers are. And I put the question to you. What would you do? Do you do nothing? Do you hand it back to the customer and say, hey, if the light comes back on? You know, it's a moral dilemma. Your job is to fix cars. I've had more than a few in my career where I found two problems that would cause the same condition on the same vehicle for the same symptom and same ticket all in the same afternoon. And, you know, it's one solution does not always a repair make, as the saying goes. We had a Hyundai a while back, a Kia, that had a fuel tank replaced in it. And you always think it's going to be complicated and twisted and evolved. And this is why I say it's your obligation to check the vehicle out. And after several repair attempts by other shops, multiple other shops, I smoked it. And I found a very small leak where the purge line meets the line going to the tank underneath the vehicle. You wouldn't see it from up above. And I smoked it. And, you know, I was able to, and one of the nice things about the Smoke Pro is, I'm sorry, the Speed Pro, Speed Smoke, I'll get it right. Then one of the nice things about the Speed Smoke is that it will allow you to regulate airflow and pressure. So you can go full pressure, full smoke, you can go partial. And by applying maximum pressure, maximum smoke to it, I was able to find the leaks where the purge and the tank line came together and find the leak that nobody else, because they hadn't pushed click. They hadn't pushed the two lines together. They hadn't put it on its safety lock. Now, that's another vehicle that had a filler neck issue, because that was a capless system. It had a filler neck issue. Had I not tested it, I never would have found the second problem. And that brings me back to this, where this conversation started. It, you know, as a shop obligated, we're going to tell you, hey, we're going to spend an hour and go through the system. Is it right for the shop to spend that hour? I say yes. I say diagnose, know in confidence that the vehicle is repaired and that the customer is going to be happy when they don't see the light again and they have to come back. You tell me your side of the story. Shoot me a line, ron@cardoctorshow.com. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Ron and the Car Doctor. Let's go back to Oren. Oren's back from Louisiana. Oren, what's going on with this vehicle today?
Hey, Ron. Good afternoon, man. Hey, good catching up with you. So, last week we had spoke about this vehicle, and you essentially kind of wrapped it up with, hey, you'd asked me to, you know, rescan it. So, anyway, rescanned it. I'll give you the codes that we can go from there. So I'm still having the, it was a P0300 through 306, misfiring all cylinders.
Right.
And P0016, P0017. There's also P0174, 171. So nothing has changed in that respect.
Okay.
I did change. So the camshaft position sensors were changed, a month and a half ago or so. I changed the crankshaft position sensor yesterday. Still crank, no start. So that's pretty much what I've got for you, man.
All right. So, you know, I think the ones that are key are the two cam faults. All right. Because an out of time camshaft will cause a misfire. All right. You've got 1617, that's left side, right side. And you got lean codes, correct?
Yeah, 174, 171.
Right, and a lean fuel control problems will also be caused by an out-of-time camshaft. So I would focus on cam position sensors first. So, you know, can we verify, you know, what are we using for a scan tool? What do we have? Do we have year, make, model, or is it just OBD2?
Yeah, it's just OBD2. It's not bi-directional, but I can get a bi-directional scanner. I got a buddy of mine who's actually, I'm actually heading to his house now to go pick it up.
Right. You know, I'm thinking you've got an out-of-time cam, one or both. The sensors that were put in the car for the cam position sensors, were they OE or were they aftermarket or where'd they fall out of the shelf from?
They're Bosch. They're OE.
Okay. All right. You know, I would, if you've got a way, I'm trying to think of a way you could try and check mechanical timing on that engine without having to tear into it. And this was the vehicle that, if I recall right, it started one day and then, or you went out to start it one day and it just wouldn't start. I don't remember how this failure occurred. Refresh my memory.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so the vehicle had been running for the past, for the past year or so. And about a month ago, I drove somewhere, get out. An hour or so later, go to crank it back up, cranks, no start. And that was essentially what happened. I had it towed back to my house, and here we are. I did change the camshaft position sensors. I also did change the camshaft, the actual solenoid, solenoid magnets. What I have not done is that top dead center test, where you put the, you rotate the camshaft, the crankshaft to 0 degrees, 360 degrees, top dead center. To check to see if the cams are actually
in time,
like a little window,
right? What you have to do is if I remember right, and look up the procedure. I think it's you have to put the crank at 305 degrees, and that will put the cams at top, and you're going to pop the cam sensors out, and there's a round mark that has to line up with a mark inside the cover. Because I think you're going to find one of the cams is mechanically out of time. Look, it's Let's back up a second. Why did you change the sensors? Did you change the sensors as an attempt to fix the problem, or was it for something else and then the problem occurred?
No, it was an attempt to fix the problem. I had the P001617. It was circuit A high was initially what I had.
Right.
You know, doing some reading between the relation of the crankshaft position sensor and the camshaft position sensors. I said, okay, well, let me change the bank one exhaust and intake cam magnets and the sensors. So that's how I arrived at that quote unquote solution.
Okay. Yeah, there's going to be a round mark. If memory serves me right, you're going to, and there's two or four sensors. There's four sensors here, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to bring it around. I believe it's the crank has to be three. I think the crank is 305 degrees. I remember that because I always thought it was the 305 cubic inch small block Chevy. That's another conversation, how my mind works. But you're going to find, I think it's got to be 305, and then you're going to find that the cam sprockets, there's going to be a hole in the center, and that hole is going to be, it's stamped, and you'll see it has to line up with that round stamp and the mark inside the cover. And I bet you're going to find one of those is off. And that's okay. And then you've got to figure out why. Was it a mechanical failure? Did the chain jump? Right? You know, but I would focus on that. Listen, it's always the same, right? Let's build a simpler engine. You know, let's make it good, solid, and basic before we get any deeper in where we're going.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, now if you find that the cam is in center and doing what it's supposed to do, and all the cams line up in their correct relation to the crank, and I would do it twice if you have any doubts, then we've got to think about, do we have proper signal out of those cam sensors? And now you're going to have to go get a scope. Or we're going to have to trigger that off. We're going to have to look at cam crank timing electrically to see what the computer's interpreting. But got to make sure things are correct mechanically first. All right?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Oh, that's,
you got it.
That's where
one
are.
Last thing, if you got a second.
Yeah.
Do you think a bidirectional scanner would help in this situation, or is it strictly, or is OBD2, will that suffice, you think?
It's always nice to have bidirectional option, you know, on the chance. Well, for example, you know, when you finally get this thing running, if the question is geared towards, do I think it's worth your while to own one? My answer is yes, but you're talking to a guy who thinks, you know, he who dies with the most tools wins. All right. You know, it's always nice to have as a learning capability. You know, we always wait till the car is broken to start diagnosing it. I get a new vehicle in the shop. Yeah, I get a new vehicle in the shop. I always allot time because I sit there and I'll advance cams. I'll play with actuator controls. I'll look and I'll see what service bay tests are available to me because I just want to know the car. You know, I want to know that car line until I get to know it better. So, you know, here'd be a great case of, you know, if I command the left bank 2 degrees and the right bank 2 degrees, what does it actually move? Well, this one goes 2 degrees. This one goes 1 degree. This one goes 4 degrees. Gee, do I have a problem with the timing chain on the right side? You know, how many miles are on the car? And, you know, if I can start to learn cause and effect and reaction, I'm not saying it's real scientific, but it can motivate me to maybe pull covers apart and look at timing and mechanical timing and see that long stretch timing chain on that 300,000-mile engine before it fails and leaves me out in the middle of bug tussle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, I vote for, yeah, I go buy, you know, go buy more. More is always better, all right, when it comes to a scan tool. So best answer I got. Your pocketbook won't like me, but you will, so.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I can't disagree with that. Well, thank you again, Ron. You have a good afternoon.
You too, sir. You be well. Listen, it's all about having tools and the ability, because the days of not having tooling. I'll tell you what, I got a great story before the end of the hour. So let's pull over and take a pause. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back. Welcome back. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor here. The phone number is 855-560-9900. Give us a call. Remember, that's the Car Doctor's 24/7 phone number. And you can call there if we're not on the air. Leave a message and we'll get back to you and we'll put you in the queue for the next live broadcast. Let's do an email, a couple of emails here. Good morning, Ron. We purchased a used 2021 Subaru Forester in October of 23. It has 2,300 miles on it. We've put about 550 cents. Living in Maine, we decided to keep it off the road unless it's dry since the car is in good condition. Hope to be the last vehicle. What do you recommend on times and distances for running it? I mean, listen, use it, enjoy it. I wouldn't worry about times and distances. If you don't use it, it's going to go bad anyway. So drive the car. We had an appointment for undercoating at a local shop, but canceled it due to the weather. Used a product called Value Guard, a permanent undercoating guaranteed for 8 years. So much for permanent. What's your opinion on that? You know, undercoating, I think, is it's a thing of the past, in my opinion. You know, and I really like more and more the product from New Hampshire Oil undercoating. And the one thing that NHOU products bring to the table is they will, you know, they will spread. I really like the fact that you can spray NHOU into a corner of the vehicle and come back to it 3 months later during a service or an oil change or something and see how much further the oil has spread as it works its way into the pores of the undercarriage of the vehicle. So if it were up to me, I would opt for NH Oil Undercoating product. NHOilUndercoating.com is the website you want to go to. The email continues. Prior to 21, we were in desperate need of a vehicle and bought a 2014 Subaru Forester. The exhaust needs to be replaced. What do you recommend for that? You know, it's two things. It's OE or aftermarket. I can tell you the OE, the original equipment stuff, you're probably going to spend better than $4,500 to put exhaust on that Subaru. And, you know, that's a hard pill to swallow, especially on an older vehicle like that. And in that case, I would just turn to the aftermarket. Get out to the AutoZone website and take a look, look up exhaust there. And I'm sure you'll find something very price competitive, probably half that price, maybe a third that price from the folks over at AutoZone. And, you know, you can then take it to your local shop and have it installed and know that you're getting something that's going to come with a warranty and built to last. It'll have a quality fit and it's built to last and built to work. The email continues. My husband has an older Ford pickup truck and he is in need of a coolant service, but we're just a bit confused. We were trying to figure out what coolant to put in it. You know, and this comes from Scott and Deb. You know, Deb, coolant on a Ford vehicle in the last 5 years has really gotten confusing in the sense that they've changed it. Now, you're saying that this is an older Ford truck. You don't say what year, but I will say it like this. If this is somewhere around a circa 2009, 2010 Ford pickup, you were using gold coolant, what we knew as gold coolant from Ford. If you are driving something newer, as it progresses and gets newer, then the gold Ford pickup trucks became orange. And then somewhere around 2019, Ford decided to switch because it was an orange and a green coolant, which I haven't discussed here yet today. And there was an orange and a green coolant that became yellow. The yellow replaces orange and green. The gold is gold, and that stays that way. And that goes back, the gold coolant goes back time immemorial. It probably covers easily 15 years of Ford product back into the late 90s. And then coming forward after that, you've got either orange or green. All the orange and green became yellow. Now, if this is confusing, and I realize it can be, what you need to do is get out to the AutoZone website, AutoZone.com. I'm going to refer to them again. and you will find that just type in peak coolant, right? And you will find they list all the correct coolants for every vehicle, and then you can go and search for your Ford. And the nice thing about Peak and the way AutoZone lays it out for you is it will tell you this fits this model year Ford, this fits these model year Fords, and so on right down the line. And then you can pick your coolant. You know, the AutoZone website, the way it's constructed, is not just, hey, we have these parts for this much. It's also a source guide of correct application, and you have to remember that. And that's what's so great about their website, different from so many others. So you'll find that at AutoZone.com. All right, if you have any more questions, Deb, you know where to find me, you and Scott. You know, or you could give us a call at 855-560-9900. Anyway, let me pull over, take a pause. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I hate it when you play that music at the end of the show. You know, I want to get up and dance like that at the beginning of the show, Tom.
Yeah, I hate it too because I have to watch you dance.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I've been working on my abs. See, I've got a six-pack now. So we all have a six-pack inside. It just takes a while to bring it
out. So do I because, you know, I need it when I do the show.
Right, you're drinking. I understand. I want to talk a little bit about tools, all right? And, you know, we always, you know, we don't have the right tools to fix the car. And I thought I'd close the show today with this. You know, real stuff from the bays. That's what you guys seem to like. We had a 2017 F-250 Ford pickup truck in the shop this week that, you know, for all the goofy things I've had to deal with as a boss with employees, and I've generally always had good employees. And some of them are a little funny, though. And this was a landscaping truck. And I don't know what possessed the employees to do this, but the boss said, go wash the truck. And they did. But he didn't mean for them to take the pressure washer and wash the inside of the truck, the cab. Do you know how much water it takes to go inside of a fuse box of a body module to get the truck to shut off? Not much. And there was water everywhere. And, you know, when we took the body module out and basically drained water out of it, I said, yeah, that's probably bad. That's no good. So we got a new body module out of Ford. And we had to, now we have to flash it. Now, understand, on a lot of vehicles, the body module, which a body module is considered a master module in Ford world, all right? It's one of the ones that everybody talks to. The PCM talks to it. The anti-lock brake control unit talks to it. The airbag unit talks to it. It's a master module. It's the head honcho on the network, all right? So it's really critical. And it's more than just a spot where they bolt the fuse box to. It's basically the brains of the operation. It's telling everybody what to do. And one of the things that they do with this is they have the security codes and the immobilizer feature, meaning if you put the wrong key in the lock cylinder and turn it, the vehicle won't start because it won't recognize the digital code off the key is interpreted through the digital part of the security codes part of the body module. So you've got to reflash the body module, but you have to have security access, all right, in order to do this. All right, NASTF, North American Security Task Force, okay, I believe is what it stands for. And we're actually talking I think it's Don Safer, about coming on doing an interview talking about the security requirements of vehicles. But I got to tell you, it's amazing what's out there because with the combination of our Opus, we used our Opus IVS once again to the rescue, reflashed the body module. We were able to get a one-day license through NASTF to look at security and look at the immobilizer, and we were able to reflash the vehicle. We dried out the interior, gave it back to the customer, and it worked. So you got to have tools, you got to have connections, you got to have the internet in order to run a shop today. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. That about does it for me. Till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.